Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 1, we finished verses 1 through 5. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with verses 6 through 10 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready, as we're in Galatians chapter 1 today. We're going to start with verse 6. We've covered the first five verses already in this tremendous book in the Bible. And I tell you what, it's dealing with problems. It's dealing with problems that happen into our local churches quite frequently today. And so I hope that you're following along. I hope you'll have pencil and paper. I always think it's good to have pencil and paper, especially as we point out various words and their meanings, and also to be able to have a good King James Bible so that when we point out a Bible word and do a study on it, it's in your Bible as well. And so we use the King James because it is from the Masoretic for the Old Testament and the Textus Receptus from the New Testament. It is the correct translation. And so I figured that when you're going to use the Bible and Bible study, use the word that God has not only provided for us, but has preserved for us without error. And so I hope that you'll do that and follow along as we go verse by verse through Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. I hope that you'll call your friends and ask them to listen in. Also, that at the end of each day's broadcast, you will go to our website and listen to our announcer as he gives you our website address, because through our website, you can email us. And if you'll email us through that, you can get to us. Also, we have a radio station that is 24/7, not only locally in our Ocala area at 107.1 and 91.5, both on the FM dial, but also you can go and listen to us 24/7 on the internet. And if you go to our website, you can just click on to our media and get to our radio station. That'll take you straight there. We're part of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and we're glad to be so. We're also heard in the Caribbean Islands with the radio down there, the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio. And then we're also heard at 90.3 there in Haines City. So glad to be a part of them as well. And way out there in the Micronesian Islands, and Pompeii, were heard there as well. And so we're so glad to have these people listen to us, and people from around the world are listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And you can go back to our website, and if you missed a broadcast, you can pick it up right there. Now, before we get into the study today, just a couple things that I want to point out. Number one, if you're planning your vacations for this coming summer, let me first of all point out the Sword of the Lord in Walkertown, North Carolina. Okay, we have our national conference. Some tremendous men of God will be preaching at that conference. I always go every year to sit there and listen and take it in and drink in as much as I can. And this year's not going to be an exception. It'll be July the 27th through July the 30th. That's a Monday through a Thursday. It starts at 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday night, and then each night it's 7 o'clock p.m., but each morning, Tuesday through Thursday, it will be at 9 o'clock for a special session of those of the various classes that are offered there, and then at 10 o'clock the preaching sessions begin. If you go to the Sword of the Lord website, you'll find that they have various motels that you can contact and put in reservations at a very special price. And so let me encourage you to do that. And come and be with us at the Sword of the Lord Conference this July 27th through the 30th. And if you like Bible preaching, you like men speaking the truth in love, but you like men telling it as it is to men as they are, then this is the conference for you. If you like men who preach the Word, instead of just trying to sugarcoat everything and give you a bunch of psychology and psychiatry and philosophy, but rather they give you truth, the Sword of the Lord of Conferences for you. I encourage people to come, so let me encourage you to come and be a part of it. And by the way, Walkertown is right near the Winston-Salem area, which is not very far from the hometown of Andy Griffith, about a 35-40 minute drive. You may want to get up there a day early and visit the place up there, or go on Friday and visit Andy Griffith's hometown there and be set up just kind of like Mayberry, and you will love it. And so just a part of your vacation. Now, your vacation may not take you there. Your vacation may take you to Florida, and I hope it does. And if you're driving near the Ocala area, we're not too far from Orlando. We're a little over an hour away. But you're going to Disney World, one of those areas, an hour to 2 hours away from them. And, of course, Sunday, you want to be in God's house. You want to hear the Word of God. Many of you have listened to us over the radio. We would love for you to come to one of our church services. I would also highly enjoy it if you'd not only come to our church service, but that you would come up to me and introduce yourself to me and let me know that you listen to us over the radio station, and which radio station you listen to us, or the internet. Oh, we'd love to meet our listeners. We really would, just so thrill our heart. And Central Baptist Church, who is the sponsor of this program, we are at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue in Ocala, Florida. That's O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And our zip is 34471. Oh, we'd love to have you come and be a part of our services. Now, if you're shut in, all of our church services are live on the internet, live streaming video. So you can watch us, you can see us, and hear and sing along with us in the music. We know never apologize for our music, because it's not a rock and roll concert. It's not a honky-tonk thing. It is not any of that. Rather, it is distinctive, it is godly, and is well-pleasing unto God. So let me encourage you to be a part of us. We'd love to have you come and be part. Well, I hope that you have written that down and that you will come and see us. We would love to have you as part of Central Baptist Church this summer to visit in one of our services. We meet Sunday, 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 11 o'clock our morning worship, and then 6 o'clock our evening services, and on Wednesday nights at 7:30 in our Bible studies, we go verse by verse through a book of the Bible. Come and be with us. We want to have you there. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in Galatians. And we're at Galatians and chapter 1. And today we begin with verses 6 and 7. So I hope that you have that and you're ready to jump right in there and go along with us, because we want you to be there. Okay, now, we been looking at this, and in the first five verses, we looked at laying the groundwork. Laying the groundwork, verses 1 through 5. Now we're going to begin looking at verses 6 through 10, and we call that leaving gospel truth. And you know, many churches are doing that today, and so we want to look to see what the Bible has to say about that, leaving gospel truth. Now, the first thing we look at then is in verses 6 and 7, a corrupted gospel, a corrupted gospel. Verse 6 says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Did you get that? It is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, this shows, yes, there's going to be people out there. They're going to try to pervert it. They're going to try to cause problems. They're out there, folks, and they are obviously ignorant of gospel truth, and so they come and they try to invent something to place in there of their own. Now, he says here right off the bat in verse 6, I marvel. And he is saying this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit knew the mind of the Apostle Paul, and he gave him every word. And so when Paul says, I marvel, it's not only he marvels, the Spirit of God marvels, but Paul actually marveled. But that word marvel shows rebuke, yet it's love in addressing the problem. It's interesting because there are five words that can be translated marvel in Greek. Some could show just complete shock, to shudder, quake, or to tremble. And that's quite possible. Be terrible. But in this case, the word marvel is the most mild kind of marvel. It's the most mild word used, chosen to express his amazement. His amazement at the change in the Galatians, this church, concerning salvation. Now, we are admonished here to be on guard against any form of the deceitful snares of a works righteousness. So what is being said here is, when I received this news about how the doctrine of salvation is being perverted among you, it just broke my heart. That's the idea behind this statement when he says, I marvel. Whereas the word is a rebuke for their doctrinal error, it also shows the gentleness of the comforter. We must remember what the gospel is. You see, nothing should be added to it, nor should anything be taken away. In either case, whether you add or whether you take away, my friend, you do not have the gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, we read the following. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now, if you'll notice there, we're told he received the gospel. I like that. Why? Because he did not originate the gospel. Understand that. The gospel did not originate with the Apostle Paul. He received it of Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.